I praise you, Jesus. Father, I pray that everything in this message inspires someone, Father. Out of the bunch that we have, the few that we have, being, pray they grab something from this message, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. The verse I'm going to read today is going to be Luke 9, verse 23. And that is Jesus talking to the disciples. And it says, his reply was, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? And usually this is one of the popular verses that the whole body usually hear it, and you hear people quoting the verses, and there's nothing wrong with them quoting it and being one of the verses that people use on a consistent basis, but it's all about using it in the proper context. And saying that in the proper context is, whenever I look at this verse, and the first thing I see is consistency. Consistency is what will take you anywhere. Our walk with Christ is pretty much like everything. It's everything you do. You get what you put into it. I posted a quote on Instagram. It says, if you pray when you're in trouble, then you're in trouble. And that's the same thing with our walk. If you build a relationship with God, only when bad time comes, that's when you speak to him, or only when bad time comes, you seek him, you're in trouble. Because without consistency, nothing actually will. You will never get any good result. One of the things with consistency is I see the people who consistently come to church in the prayer group or so, it shows the fruit will later come. Because what happened is that with everything that we do, or we have a goal, or it's going to benefit us, we always find a tough time staying consistent at it. We could use, I personally sometimes use my effort to lose weight. And to me, being that I was an athlete, it's funny that how this relates, because when I was an athlete, I could eat whatever I want and still go run pretty fast. And as I continue growing, then eating whatever I want, then I started getting not faster. So as I keep putting more junk in my body, my body started feeling like trash pretty much. So it comes to a point where every time I try to go into a new weight loss goal, and I don't stay consistent with it, I keep dropping in and out, and what happens, it gets harder to start over and over. And whether we see it, it's the same thing with our walk with Christ. If every time we step in, we say, okay, we want God, but we don't want to put in the work and get consistent with him and continue following him on a daily basis, then what happened, the more we jump in and out, the further we start going away. Because what happened, if you're not growing, you're technically dying. And usually the consistency is very important. And usually when I see this verse quoted, people will say, you got to pick up your cross daily. But pretty much sometimes they pick up their cross only on Sundays and only on Wednesday night. And I'm even talking to myself, is evaluate your walk with Christ. Are you being consistent? And being consistent doesn't mean, okay, I'm putting a bunch of hours, I'm praying for a bunch of hours, I'm doing this. Is, are you consistently seeking his face? And again, like I said, with everything you do, you need that consistency. And in verse 24, wherever it says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses life for my sake will save it. One of the things is that I see people who do come to a level where they're starting to be consistent in certain things, but not even their walk with Christ. I've seen Christians who get consistent on and being positive, but never consistent in Christ, because your consistency, when I'm talking about your consistency with God, it also have to be a consistency that's really on a solid foundation. Because sometimes if you evaluate yourself, what are you being consistent at? Are you consistently coming to church? Just what is the motive of you coming to church? Are you coming because you're forced to, or you feel obligated to? Or are you coming because you're consistently really seeking them on a daily basis? And
And usually when the people who are consistently being positive, what their entire goal is, okay, well, if I could do this, then I should be fine with God. And I think I was having a conversation with someone not too long ago. They say, if I could do this on a consistent basis, as long as I'm being a good person, then I'm fine. Usually, what this verse pretty much highlights is, you cannot save yourself, period. You cannot save yourself. Actually, the exact topic that I was talking about with the person, they were saying, wait, I see that there's homosexuals, there's people who are in the world who aren't born again, sinners, that they're nicer than Christians. Whether you believe it or not, there are a bunch of sinners that are nicer than Christians. I have atheist friends that are nicer than me. And the thing is that is, what it is they could start being consistent and practice good work, but it takes being born again. It takes, and their work could not save them. Our wickedness, we're wicked, period. We're wicked without a born-again nature. So you could practice consistency, but you could never save yourself. The only way you could save yourself, your practice of being consistent, you're consistently seeking God, and as you're consistently seeking God, then you will start, that's where the losing your life process will start happening. Because what happened, you start losing the desires of your own, and his desires come in. And on the same topic, when I was talking to the person, and they're like, well, that was actually another conversation on the same subject. They're saying, well, look at what is going on today. And look at how okay, maybe certain sins, like, again, I don't mean to target homosexuals, but that's what the topic was. Look at certain sins on the homosexuals, and they feel like they're born this way and this and that. And we're talking and pretty much saying, hey, what's happening is that when you come to thinking that you could save yourself and it's all your desires and you putting yourself before God, without noticing, because usually some people say, I believe in God. Well, that is good, because even the devils believe in God, which is stated in James. The devils know God more than you. They have more proof that God exists than you. And usually and she was saying how well, to them it's just their desires, and they put that in front of God. And usually what those people think, they are saving themselves. And everything we do, there's in every wrong where mankind, I say, they think this is a good deed. Where when you look at, again, homosexuals, not targeting them, when you look at them, you say you're giving them freedom. You're giving them freedom to do whatever they want. Then what happened, they're choosing their own desires. And we know our desires before being born again is wickedness. So they're choosing their own desires than before God. So that's where I talk about you cannot save yourself. Only if you lose yourself in him. And that's where it goes into, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words. Then verse 25, it says, for what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? Because usually you could gain everything. You could gain everything. Even the richest people in the world, the people say they have everything. But usually you don't have anything if you don't have Christ. And no matter how long you go through life feeling accomplished, there's always going to be that void there. And that's what I always talk about on a consistent basis. But going back to the first topic we're saying, that consistency is how you get that consistency. Usually we're used to our bad habits. We use it, it's like the same thing I was saying, the eating habits. Is we used to certain habits and that we stick to them. And what happened is that it's kind of hard to break into the habit. But how do we break those habits? Is simply start practicing good habits. It's like me, one of the things I practice is I wake up, I set a goal to wake up in the morning to read my Bible. And I set a goal, even if I'm at work or wherever, to actually pray in tongues just a little bit. And what happened, I gradually do it where I even recognize I was praying in tongues that at work without even noticing. And it's getting a little bit easier. I don't wake up every time and read my Bible. Sometimes I go to Instagram first somehow. But it's starting where my body's adjusting to it, where I start waking up. And the consistency has to be built. It takes work. It takes work to build a relationship with Christ. It's not a cakewalk, like we said. It gets easier as you're growing, where you're casting all your cares onto God. But it takes work. And that consistency is forcing yourself where when you practice, and the more you practice the good habits, the more the bad habits start becoming harder to actually practice. Because what happened, there's a replacing process, which usually what's happening as you're replacing your bad habits, there's also a change that is coming where your mind is being renewed, the word is being deposited in you, because this is very important. This is very important. Most people don't see how important this is. There's a lot of Christians who don't read Bibles. It's just like there's cussing Christians. There's mean Christians, and there's all type of Christians now, which really we know there's only one type of Christian. So I mean, someone who follow Christ. But a lot of people, they say, hey, you know, I don't need to read the word. One of the, some guy told me, man, I'm a Christian, I'm not a Bible Christian. And I'm like, well, the Bible is the word. The word is Christ. How can you not be a Bible Christian? So with the consistency, part of being consistent, you have to consistently download this into your system. Because what happened is, as I was saying, when we have our own desires, and our desires is wickedness. It is wickedness. If you look at what is going on in the world, you could exactly tell who we are. What do we do? Why do we have wars? Why do we do so many crazy things? Why people murder babies and find it okay because it's their choice? We are wicked. And unless we, as we're in our consistency, which I'm going to keep saying that word, in our consistency, we have to consistently download this to renew our thought process and so forth. So, without being consistent, it's weird because I'm sitting down and talking to a few people. But again, I'm obligated, not obligated, but just like Homer always taught me, is you have the in pastor, you have the preach to one, like you preach to 20 or 30 or 100. And I don't say it just because of pride. I don't care about the numbers. I'll sit down and talk to you guys, because usually the people who are coming in are the people who are actually looking for something. They're coming in on a consistent basis. Again, consistency. But part of building that consistency is where you start really finding out who God is. You start really, really hearing God's voice. You start really doing, getting to where you need to be, finding the instruction, where you're finding what your calling is, and what everything He has for you is in there. And it's hard to be consistent, especially in the world. We get ourselves busy. We have so many things going. It's hard to be consistent, but you have to push for that consistency. Because again, if you're not picking up your cross daily, you're probably going towards sin and practicing more sin daily. And I'm not saying every day we do either or, but every day we do sin somehow. We do sin somehow, and that's why the blood of Jesus exists. But with that being said, and I think the whole focus is, better your walk with Christ is you have to be consistent. Everything you do, there has to be consistency. Because what happened, we consistently do bad when we're doing bad. But with good, there's always a break. And the more you fall out, the harder it is to get in. And if you tell, it's like if you ever been in a position where you backslid, where you're moving away from God, what happened is harder to come back in. And you don't want to put yourself in that position, because you want to put yourself where you when you continuously practicing good habits, which means continuously praying, confessing if you have to, worship, and when you force yourself to do those things, and then it becomes where you automatically do them. And when you are automatically doing, then that's where you don't want to get to a point where it's in a legalistic manner. It's just like some people where they come to church, they don't even know why they come to church sometimes. Whether you believe it or not, there's people who are in church, they do not know why they come to church. They just know it's been a habit that they have to do. Some of my, it's like me, when I first started going to church, it's because my mom told me I had to go to church every Sunday. So every Sunday, I didn't know what else to do than go to church. So it was just a regular habit. But now it's just, you have to know really why you're doing it and why you're consistently doing it. And when you start having them habits built in, then that's when everything changes. And if you want to get closer to God, that's how it's going to happen. Because again, He loved you so much that He died for you. And that's one of the things I feel like I have to consistently put it as a reminder, because sometimes it's so easy to forget, you know, what Jesus did on the cross. As Christian, we live normal lives. We strive to become better spiritually, but sometimes we forget what Jesus did. And not only that, we forget what He did for us, but we also forget what He did for others. which is why sometimes it's kind of hard to forgive other people. And when they do wrong, you think, hey, if they did wrong. But you know, when you do wrong, you're like, hey, Jesus forgave me. When they do wrong, you're just like, what's wrong with you? So it has to be a constant reminder that you walk in freedom. Grace been provided for you. And grace wasn't provided for you to just freely sin or freely do however, live however you want to be. It was provided for you to walk in authority and discipline, which is what a disciple is, a disciplined follower. So, repeating it again, consistency, consistency, consistency. And everything you do, you're trying to be consistent. And you're trying to practice good habit. It's the same thing with this. Whether you, if you play sports, you have the practice. You have to practice every day to get better. If you work, you have to work every day to get paid. Whatever you do, you have to do it. You have to do it on a consistent basis. And this one, what better to be consistent at following God, at seeking the kingdom first, and casting all your cares on Him, and loving Him, and learning who you are in Him. That's all I had for you guys tonight.